It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. And we welcome in Judy this morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. Nice to talk to you again. What I want to talk to you today about is a program that my husband and I have been watching on HBO. It's called In Treatment, and it features an incredible actor, Uzo Aduba, who is the woman therapist living in a very wealthy part of Los Angeles. And although the program centers on the very intense interaction between her and a set number of patients, one of the side effects of the or the perks of watching the program is to see this woman, who is a rather large woman, wearing the most incredibly gorgeous clothes I think I've seen on television for a very long time. And although this is not the purpose of the program, the purpose of the program really is to really understand the complexities of a relationship between a therapist and a patient, and it's extremely well played out. I was very impressed by the fact that this the producers of this program chose to dress the therapist in clothes that did not disguise, but rather enhanced her plus-size figure. And the reason that I think this is such a good thing that has happened is that if one looks at the if one looks at the fashion industry right now to see what they're really doing about dressing the about 68% of women in this country who wear plus sizes, which means sizes above 14 that perhaps go all the way up to the high 20s, what they're doing is basically nothing. In many cases, the clothes that somebody who's wearing a plus size are not even available in a retail establishment because the department stores or the boutiques simply don't want to carry it. And many, many people who have to wear these sizes have to order their clothes online. And, of course, they're not sure the clothes are going to fit or not because they can't try them on until they get them. And many times as well, the clothes are simply in large versions of what might look really wonderful on a size 10, but really do not look particularly well on a size 18, and certainly are not engineered to enhance the full figure that these women have. In addition, oftentimes the clothes are much more expensive for the same dress or slacks or top, simply because they are made in a larger size. So there's a designer apparently in New York who charges an extra $100 per piece of clothing if she's making it in a size over 14. There's a national clothing store that will make you pay more money for, let's say, a pair of slacks or a T-shirt if you buy it in a plus size compared to if you buy it in a normal size, what they would consider a normal size. So the reason this program is really, I think, so important is that it shows this woman, the therapist, wearing clothes that, as I said, do not disguise but absolutely enhance her figure in such a way that if you do not have a plus, if you are not in that particular size category, you couldn't possibly wear those clothes because they simply wouldn't do anything for you. And they're in vibrant colors, and she wears them in with great assurance and confidence. And I think this is something that should be repeated over and over again to really give voice to these women whose desire to look well, who desire to be fashionable, who desire to enhance the way they look, is simply ignored by the fashion industry. And I'm hoping that because I'm not sure how popular the program is because it's fairly intellectual as opposed to an action-directed program, but I'm hoping that this really will set the tone for recognition that if two-thirds of the country, of the women in this country, wear clothes that go beyond the size 12, that they should have a voice in being able to decide what they want to wear and wear clothes that really enhance their beauty rather than trying to disguise it.
You know, what's interesting about what you're saying is it is another sign of discrimination against overweight women especially, is that in sports, in the NFL, and all these athletes are large, super large, and yet they all have options to go out and get really nice clothes made specifically for them. And it's and that has filtered down basically, Judy, even to if you're, I mean, myself several years ago, I went got some really nice jackets and pants that were made and exactly for me, and they made you look great, and they weren't any more expensive than just the tailoring which went into it, but women have to really seek it out. It's not available there.
But I will add that there are, I mean going back to Lane Bryant, which was not, you know, which was known to be plus size, but didn't have at that time necessarily the style that you wanted. There has definitely been improvement. The bigger issue is that there's practical improvement out in the real world, and certainly we know a lot. I'm not just saying here, but growing up, like, we knew. People have been big for years, ever, right? We have a totally different situation now where, you know, and this just gets my, where let's just say being, it's easier to be big than not. And if you are slammed on something to make you feel better, and the side effect is, of course, that you just get bigger, gee, sorry about that. You know, that's an issue in and of itself. But what we also need to really focus on with laser-like precision is the way that this is portrayed in the media, because that's what's different, because that's where it's whispered, oh no, you know, like, unless you look like a Victoria's Secret model, or unless you look like this, it's like, you can't make bodies look like that, P.S.
No, and what is so astonishing about this program is that she comes out, and, I mean, the program starts, and she's wearing bright pinks, or she's wearing a belt that cinches under her waist so that you see, you know, her bosom, and you see her hips, and no one is trying to disguise the fact that she is a woman, and she's a woman of a large size, and the clothes are made so that, again, if somebody wore it who was skinny, you would look like an idiot. You look like your clothes are just hanging on you. But for her, it really enhances who she is, and she wears them proudly. Her posture is great. It's really almost a command performance. And I'm thinking, I know so many women who told me they have to shop online for clothes because they can't find clothes in a retail establishment, especially if they have to go to a wedding or someplace where they wear something fancy. They just can't find it. Or the clothes just simply hang on them because they're made to conceal. And I think this has to change. And I haven't seen any programs, but I'm not such a television watcher that I would be able to say this, you know, make any kind of generalization. But where the fact that this woman has this large figure is made to look as a object of beauty as opposed to something that should be concealed.
And I think that is a really good thing. And I will say to you, thank you very much, Dr. Judy Whitman.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can join Judy here every Thursday morning on Robin Hood Radio, and also find her at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Whitman.